蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。前段时间呢，网络上有一句话非常的流行啊，不知道朋友你听过没有，就是好看的皮囊千篇一律，有趣的灵魂万里挑一。由此可见呢，人们真的是对于这种有趣的形态，或者说一个人的幽默感，可能是有着更高的评价，或者说有更多的需要。当然呢，有趣的标准可能每个人都有的哈，只是如果我们从表象上来看呢，也许对于很多人来说，有趣就是意味着充满新鲜感，然后呢有幽默等等这些的条件。但是如果从这个角度来说呢，最近我们一直在聊到的百年葛培里这位这么出名这么有影响力的布道家，他一定不是一个有趣的人。为什么这么说呢？因为在过去他能够出来布道，他带领他的布道团队前往世界各地去布道的时候呢，他永远只讲一个信息，这个信息呢就是有关耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上，为我们担当了一切罪，并且呢因着他的死呢拯救我们，能够重新的来到上帝的面前的信息。他没有新鲜的东西啊，从某种角度上来说，我们觉得他可能就是一个老生常谈的调调。但事实上呢，我们也同时知道一个概念，那就是只有真理呢在这个世界上是永远不会改变的。真理就是真理，道理是相对的，但真理是不会改变的。所以说我们看到葛培里就是这样的一位追求真理的人。在他的生命当中，他无论有多大的名气，或者说他在某一些的国家某些地区当中具备多少的影响力，他永远讲到的信息都是耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上，耶稣基督担当我们的罪，耶稣基督成为我们的救赎，这些相关的信息。我想只有真正这些信息刻在他的心中，甚至说进入到他的生命当中，他才能够在这么多年的传道生涯布道生涯当中呢，能够时时的铭记这些信息，以至于呢把这个信息带给更多的人。当然不可否认的，他一定得到了这个信息最好的祝福。那我们收听了一个系列的葛培里相关的节目，也就是百年葛培里。在你的概念当中，葛培里是怎么样的一位人物呢？或者说在他过往的人生经历当中，你觉得哪一些是给你有一些的影响力，或者是给你带来震撼或触动的呢？在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯继续给我们带来有关葛培里的分享，但同时呢，我们也更多的来了解葛培里究竟有怎样的信念，以至于在他人生的漫漫长路上一直坚持着传讲来自上帝的真理。
He preached many nights through the muggy heat in Madison Square Garden in Manhattan. A few times in the course of the crusade, the evangelistic team thought they were wrapping up, but the crowds just kept coming. So Billy Graham kept preaching.
天气潮湿又闷热，葛培里在纽约曼哈顿的麦迪逊广场花园连续布道了很多个晚上。布道团的同工好几次预备结束这次行程，但人潮继续涌来。所以葛培里继续讲下去。
That crusade began in May of 1957. It continued for 16 weeks. The Lord kept moving, and the Spirit kept drawing people to hear this evangelist. During that time, over 2 million people attended, over 60,000 making decisions for Jesus Christ.
那次的布道会从1957年5月开始，持续了16个星期才结束。神不停动工，圣灵一直吸引人来听福音。 总共有200多万人参加了聚会，6万多人决志信靠耶稣基督。
Billy's team was savvy. They used the current media of the day, newspapers, radio, TV, to get out the word. His first night's message was so strong, the New York Times ran it word for word the next day. And ABC began broadcasting Billy's sermons live on Saturday nights, coast to coast.
葛培里的团队很精明，他们运用了当时的大众传媒，包括报纸、广播和电视，来传递布道信息。葛培里第一天晚上的信息非常有力，第二天《纽约时报》将整篇内容逐字刊登。到了星期六晚上，美国广播公司开始现场直播葛培里布道大会，全美国都能收看得到。
But no matter how popular he became, Billy's message was always the same. Jesus came to rescue sinners like you and me.
但是不管葛培里变得多么有名气，他总是传讲同一个信息，耶稣来拯救像你跟我这样的罪人。
This is my story. This is my song.A passion and purpose, a mission I'm on. A heart of the matter, when all's said and done, I wanna lead you to the cross. I'm not the water, I'm not the bread. I know the place where your soul is fed. So hungry and thirsty, come and be blessed. I wanna lead you to the cross. I will be all things to you.
And I'd like to take just a moment for us to hear a message from Billy himself. So many stories of how the Lord used Billy's presence on TV to bring someone to Christ. And it's my prayer that even as you listen, there will be some of us who will for the first time put their trust in Christ alone.
现在我们要来听一段葛培里所讲的布道信息。神使用电视转播布道信息，带领很多人归向基督。我祷告，今天也有人因为听我们的节目而信主。
So here we are, going back to 1957, Madison Square Gardens, New York City, Billy Graham preaching the gospel from John 3:16.
现在我们就回到1957年纽约的麦迪逊广场花园，听葛培里讲约翰福音3:16的信息。
The great, mighty, everlasting, infinite God.Look down from heaven. He was so big and we were so little. How could the great God communicate with us? So God decided to become a man. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is who Jesus Christ was. He was God. And he came for the express purpose, because he loved, of to seek and to save that which was lost. You're lost, separated from God, away from God. He came to bring you back. He came to bring you back to God. He came seeking you, and tonight Jesus is seeking you.
那位伟大全能永在无限的神从天上往下看，他那么大，我们那么小，他要怎么样跟我们沟通呢？所以神决定成为一个人。女士们，先生们，那人就是耶稣基督，他是神，他是特地来的，因为他爱那些失丧的人，他要来寻找和拯救他们。你就是失丧的人，你和神隔绝了，你远离了神，耶稣来带你回去，他来带领你回到神的身边，他来寻找你。今天晚上耶稣在寻找你。
And when I see Jesus Christ making the blind to see, I see God. When I see Christ making the deaf to hear, I see God. When I see Christ making the lame to walk, I see God. When I see Christ feeding the poor, I see God. The compassion and the love and the mercy of God to every one of us.
当我见到耶稣基督使瞎眼的人重见光明，我看到了神。当我见到基督使聋子听见，我看到了神。当我见到基督使瘸腿的行走，我看到了神。当我见到基督喂饱穷人，我看到了神。我看到了神对我们每个人的怜悯、慈爱与恩典。
But I see something else. I see Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. And I see a spike in each hand and a crown of thorns on his brow and a spear through his side and a spike through his feet. And I hear him in the agony of that cross saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in that terrible and holy moment, in some mysterious way that no theologian has ever fathomed, I see God taking my sins and laying them on Christ.
但我还看到另外一件事，我看到耶稣基督被悬挂在十字架上，我看到有钉子扎在他的双手，荆棘冠冕戴在他头上，又有长矛刺进他的肋旁，还有钉子钉入他的脚。我听到他在十字架上痛苦地说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？神以一种神学上难以解释清楚的方式，使我处身在这个可怕又神圣的时刻。我看到了神把我的罪拿走，放在基督的身上。
Made to be sin for us who knew no sin, commending his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I see Christ shedding his blood in my place, taking my place on the cross, taking my judgment and my hell and my suffering on that cross, and dying in my place.
无罪的为我们成为罪，在我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死，显明他对我们的爱。我看到基督代替我流血，代替我被钉十字架，在十字架上承担我该受的审判、地狱与痛苦，并且代替我死。
You see, the penalty for breaking God's law is death, spiritual and eternal death. But in a mysterious and glorious way, Jesus took it on the cross. Christ died for our sins.That's the reason he came. And that's the reason on every Catholic church and every Protestant church you'll see a cross. The cross is the symbol of Christianity. Why? Because on that cross, Christ died for our sins. Not an accidental death. Our sins nailed him there. Yours and mine.
违背神律法的刑罚就是死，是灵性永远的死亡。但耶稣在十字架上死了，这是难以说明的奥秘，也充满了荣耀。基督替我们的罪而死了，这是他来的目的，也是天主教堂和基督教堂会悬挂十字架的原因。十字架是基督信仰的象征，为什么呢？因为基督为我们的罪死在了十字架上。他的死亡并非偶然，乃是我们的罪把他钉死在十字架上，是你的罪和我的罪。
But I'm glad to tell you that he did not stay on a cross. On the third day, he rose again. And tonight he's a living Christ, living at the right hand of God the Father. And I don't offer you a dead Christ tonight. I don't offer you a Christ whose bones lie in a Syrian grave. I offer you a resurrected, living, victorious Christ tonight. who can change your life and transform you and make you a new person if you come to him.
但我很高兴的是，他并没有停留在十字架上，他死后第三天复活了。今天晚上，他仍然活着，坐在父神的右边。今天晚上，我不是介绍一个死了的基督给各位，我不是介绍一个尸骨还埋在中东坟墓里的基督给各位。今天晚上，我介绍给你们的是一位已经复活、仍然活着的得胜的基督。只要你来到他面前，他就能够改变你的人生，更新你的生命，使你成为新造的人。
But while Christ was on that cross, one hand he could take the hand of God, the other hand he could take the hand of man, and he reconciled. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. He was breaking the wall down, breaking the barrier down, breaking the chasm down, bridging it, so that now we can come back to God. God has found a ground upon which he can forgive sinful men.And the ground is the cross.
当基督在十字架上的时候，他就像是一手牵着神的手，另一手拉着人的手，使神与人能够和好。神在基督里使世人能与他自己和好。他拆毁了中间隔断的墙，推倒了藩篱，补上了裂缝，成为桥梁，使我们能够回到神身边。神找到一个理由来饶恕犯罪的人类，这个理由就是十字架。
And that's the reason God will never meet you anywhere but the cross. That's the reason that if men are to get to heaven, they've got to come to the cross. If there had been any other way to save you, Christ would never have died. If there had been any other way to save a man from sin and from hell, Jesus Christ would have never died on the cross. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. If it's possible to save men any other way except by me dying on the cross, please find it. But there was no other way. Only one road to heaven, and that's by the way of the cross. And I want to ask you this, have you come by the way of the cross?
所以除了十字架之外，在别的地方你找不到神。所以如果人想上天堂，必须要就近十字架。如果有其他方法可以救你，基督就不需要死了。如果有其他方法可以救人脱离罪恶和地狱，耶稣基督根本就不需要死在十字架上。耶稣在克西马尼园里曾经说过，他说，如果可以，就把这杯挪去。如果可以用其他方法拯救人类，而不需要我死在十字架上，请用别的方法。但是没有别的方法，只有一条路可以通往天堂，就是十字架的路。
Have you had this encounter with God at the cross? Have you come to the cross? If you haven't, your sins are not forgiven, and if you died, you would not go to heaven according to the teaching of the book. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
现在我要问各位，你有没有靠十字架得救了呢？你有没有来过十字架面前呢？如果你没有，那么你的罪还没有得到赦免。如果你死了，不会去到天堂，这是圣经告诉我们的。耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
What powerful preaching from Billy Graham, 1957, New York City. Good news that I know has changed the lives of many people listening today, and good news I pray that perhaps even today, the life of someone,will be changed as they find Christ as Savior.
多么有力的信息啊！这是1957年葛培里在纽约市布道大会所讲的。许多人听到这个福音，生命改变。我祷告，今天听到这个福音信息的人，也能接受耶稣基督为救主，生命得到更新。
I've played this conversation in my head so many times.
朋友，从今天的节目当中，你有什么样的收获呢？李诺感受到葛培里在布道的过程当中，在跟人传福音的过程当中那种真诚，而且呢，是能够感受到他自己是真的能够体会到耶稣基督为我们所做的，他才能够分享给我们。记得曾经有一位传道人就比喻基督徒去传福音的一个心理的动机，就好像我们是一个身患绝症的人，当我们听到福音，就好像是一颗救命的药丸。这个药丸呢，能够帮助我们治愈我们这个绝症。但同时呢，药丸的主人也要求我们可以把这个药丸分发给更多的人，更多有绝症的人，需要帮助的人。耶稣基督就是这样的，当他亲自为我们钉死，亲自为我们担当了我们所有的罪，他就进入我们的生命当中，他就是成全了这个救赎的计划。而我们回应他，我们跟随他，我们接受他成为我们生命的救主呢，我们就是接受了他所为我们付上的拯救的代价，也就是这个拯救呢在我们身上实现了。打一个比方说，我们好像跟神之间有一个合约，这个合约呢是要恢复我们跟神之间的关系，而耶稣基督在2000多年前上十字架为我们钉死呢，就是好像在这个合约上盖了一个章一样。只要我们也去盖章或者是签字，表示同意，表示接受，这份合约就生效了，我们跟神的关系呢，也就重新的建立起来了。当然说到我们跟神的关系，我想这个需要我们好好的去思想，人的生命到底从哪里来的？我们的生命最终要走到哪里去？我想可能很多人都思考过这个问题，只是我们一时找不到一个正确的答案。当然这个世界上有很多的哲学观点，有很多的宗教信仰，这些东西呢往往随着时间的推动还有潮流的变化呢，也在不断的调整和改变。但唯有基督信仰，
从古至今从来没有改变，神的圣经呢也从来没有任何的调整。我们就知道原来真理呢就是永恒不变的。就像我们节目开始说的，或许当我们讲到福音的时候并不是那么有趣，因为没有什么变化，但它真的能够帮助我们认识到生命真实的意义和价值。所以亲爱的朋友，你是否愿意来到耶稣的面前，接受他成为你生命当中的救主，使他能够带领你的人生呢回归到神原本创造我们的心意当中去。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享交流。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。
There is a joy in the journey. There's a